Chapter 14, That Racism Thing. Do the best you can until you know better, and when you know better, do better. Maya Angelou. What can I possibly say about that racism thing? I'm not an expert on the subject, but I also don't think I have to be when sharing an experience that opened my eyes. Therefore, take what you can from it and leave the rest. Early one morning in 2016, I scrolled through my Facebook feed and a post caught my attention. It read, "Racism is no longer, we do not serve blacks, signs in restaurant windows. It is now more iSIMS, Workable, JobVite, and Newton computer software used by HR departments programmed to search for names that start with Sha, Tra, and end with Sha, Isha, Nay, so they can automatically eliminate them from the job search pool." I didn't quite agree with this statement and made some comments that weren't received well. I felt that someone with a name that starts with Sha and Tra would read the statement and ultimately give up on themselves. Yes, racism exists. Yes, it's all over the world. But when you are under the hand of the Most High, God, nothing will be able to stop you in your pursuit of purpose, life, or career. Absolutely nothing. I thought a lot about that post and the comments of his followers in the months that followed. I recalled a moment during my time as a recruiter for public charter schools when I looked at a young lady's resume and questioned whether or not she would be able to speak English to our students. I immediately discounted her and moved on to the next candidate. In the days that followed, I realized I had formed a bias solely on her name, so I decided to call the young lady for a phone interview. I found out that my colleague from another region beat me to the punch. Not only could this young lady speak English fluently and clearly, but she turned out to be a great teacher for our students. Though I was ignorant in that moment, my colleague wasn't, and I am glad to say that my colleague proved the point that I was trying to make in my Facebook argument. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your ethnic background is, nor what your name is. When you believe in yourself and walk in your purpose, nothing will stand in the way of you receiving the job you are searching for. Absolutely no weapon, no HR system, no ignorance, no bias or prejudice formed against you will prosper. My mom started working for the Department of the Navy back in the mid-70s. A true baby boomer, she retired after 40 years of civilian service. She wasn't supposed to make it as far as she did, mainly because she is Hispanic, Mexican-American, one of the most overlooked and underpaid ethnicities in the world today. She started off as a secretary and slowly moved up in rank. In my teen years, she worked all day and attended school at night to attain the degrees required to move up. When a controller position opened up, equivalent to CFO, my mom vied for the position. She was overlooked for the role, and they offered it to a white male with less experience and qualifications than she had. My mom is a bit of an enigma, and she never really talked about her struggles at work. I learned years later that she fought for that position, and she must have put up a good fight because a few months later, it was decided to move forward with offering the position to my mom, a brown female. She was the first Hispanic female ever to hold the position of controller for the Department of the Navy. In 2017, right before her retirement, she received the Naval Meritorious Award for providing outstanding contributions to the Navy. She did not allow herself to conform to the way the world viewed a Mexican-American, and she pressed forward towards what God intended for her. Like so many others that beat the odds based on the color of their skin, or the name they were given at birth, if you are seeking your purpose, if you have what it takes to get the job done, if you are relentless in your pursuit and will stop at nothing to reach your goals, if you simply just believe in yourself, then as I said earlier, nothing, absolutely nothing will stand in your way of receiving all that God has planned for you. Racism doesn't exist in heaven, and the gift you have waiting for you will be from the one and only, our Heavenly Father. He will not withhold any good from you. He will remove any mountain standing in your way. Stand strong, my friend. Be proud of where you come from, who you are, and what your name is. This is how God made you, perfect and pleasing in His eyes, and there is no one better to walk out the purpose He has given you than you. Next steps. Say a simple prayer, thanking God for who you are and who He created you to be. Say and repeat the affirmations that you wrote in Chapter 2. Add any new affirmations that come to mind and speak them out loud.